decided to find out what Nigeria is.
Feels like, yeah.
When I, you know, I enter aircraft, and now I know that aircraft was 90% of Nigerians.
Okay.
I'm start thinking, wow, where are that people
this
going?
This was that different.
Yeah, they are pretty different, you know. The first things which I have discovered in the Nairobi, this Jakomo Kenyatta Airport, Nigeria carry bags. You know, people can carry everything, printer, rice,
TV, radio, you know? Bag of rice.
they will put it in the aircraft.
Yeah.
So, you know, we flight. In that flight, when we have started to descend, I look in the window. Jesus Christ from Nazareth. You know, the place, I mean Lagos, the place is very big.
Yeah.
All these narrow roads, the people staying, 20 million people staying together,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Stay together and
yeah,
fight.
Yeah.
So, when I was landed, Jesus Christ, this order in Mutala Mugamet International was just too much, you know.
Well, like, okay, this is another world.
Another world, you know. But I was not scared. I was just frustrated, you know. Hmm. And security guy nearby passport control stopped me and said, me, I'm Muhammad. You are saved and secured with me. I will escort you to passport control.
Yeah.
From that moment, I go, that is my place, you know. So, but anyway, you know, I came to Lagos not for fun. I looked for possibilities on the business and my realization, you know. And I discovered the city is very entrepreneurial.
Yes, very.
Very. Nigerians, there are many and they're very hopeful. And this country is not like any other African countries.
Yes.
Nigeria is definitely far away.
Yeah.
So after that, you know, I was lucky enough to get right people. And what I have discovered for this many years, that in Nigeria, if you have right people, you will have right time of your life. If you have wrong people, you will even forget.
Yes.
But there is some point which I want to mention.
Like
in European countries or in Australia or, you know, United States, the system is working. No matter what is the human being, system can protect you somehow and help you somehow.
Yes, 100.
Here,
100.
There is no system.
Yeah, yes.
System is not protecting you. So what you should do, you should just rely on personalities.
True.
If you found the good personality. So that is how you will achieve.
Okay, so coming to Nigeria and you started an engineering firm?
No. You know, what I have discovered, in Nigeria, there is two biggest problems. In my opinion. The problem number one is the trust. You know, you lose the trust to each other. If you are not in the same family or the same community, if you are from different community, is the problem. People don't trust each other. That is one. The second, I discovered the problem that you have 200 million people. You need to feed it somehow. You need to feed it. Because if country cannot satisfy the basic needs of food production and so on, you are in danger. So me, I have started, I moved myself to the chemistry side. I decided to start with the chemistry production of agricultural inputs, you know, to help the country to grow more.
Okay.
Me, I'm not agronomist, you know, but I put myself to chemistry just in this purpose because it was not too hard because since you have this very good engineering background, you know, you can do manure, you can study. So we established the company which called Nanomics.
Nanomics
is popular in the north, you know, the people are consuming, the farmers are consuming that. So we localized, you know, we used to import from overseas because the factory was there, the product line was there. But now we substituted, you know, that we have Nigerian product which called Nanomics. And so, but in that business, mostly I'm on autopilot, you know. That things is the special things. And we have the team there, so I'm not that area. It was my point of entry to this company. Yeah, so that is how it is.
Yes, so from that, how did you get into the internet business and networking security?
Very easy. Let me tell you how. You know, what I have discovered during my stay in here, because I come and I go, the Nigeria is growing very fast.
It's one of the highest growing.
I think it's in world, top yeah. fight. On a, on top a, top
yeah,
five.
On a, yeah, it's in, the level of the emergency is insane. Yeah.
Emergency and you know, somehow this place is growing. Yeah. No matter how, you know, I have discovered that something very strange and very fantastic. See here, you with your 20,000 naira, you can buy phone. Mobile phone.
Yeah.
You can find SIM card.
Yeah.
You can buy some bundle to have the internet. Yeah. Internet is very good here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
So I know some people, they don't have even food for today, but they have phone. They carry phone. They can see the information. They can see YouTube. They can see lifestyle of British or Ukrainian, no matter. And these people will definitely try to grow, because they already via their phone they can see better life, they can see better possibilities. They will be looking for self-development. So what I have discovered, I don't have sufficient investment and I don't have sufficient skill to start a cumbersome business in cybersecurity in Nigeria. So I decided to move back to my homeland. And we established the company in 2018, which called Hack Control, in Ukraine and in Poland, and some other brands over there, you know, around that.
Yeah.
So we start doing the simple services, is like penetration testing and security audit.
Yeah.
And some other things, you know, because in Ukraine or in Russia or in Poland, it's very easy to get engineers. To get engineers. Yeah. So when that business, you know, made us like a little bit more sustainable, you know, that this direction is already worked there, of course we decided, you know, let us try to shift the business model to Nigeria. Because the cyber level of cyber, you know, level of phone penetration here is very high. The sites, amount of sites, amount of terabyte which is going on internet is growing each day. So we decided to move and to establish the branch here in Nigeria as well. So that is how the brand eDiscovery came. It's fully daughter company of Ukrainian company again.
Okay.
The same what I did with the chemistry. I'm just trying to do
in IT.
Yeah. And is going and is growing, but you know, some specific things which you need to understand about your nation. There is something systematically wrong with education. With education, because let me say I'm trying to hire a cyber engineer in Ukraine. If the guy participated the school, carry to me diploma, it will never be a fake. It's very easy to check.
True.
It's very easy to check. The second thing, you are giving him the sample, simple test, and you can find out his skills.
Yeah.
90% of them, they are matured enough to start working with you. Yeah. You don't need to train them 3 months or 5 months or 6 months. I don't know how many months. Here, I'm receiving a lot of CV. Each day, I'm doing interview two sets per week. You know, to find out to infiltrate.
And there's no standard verification.
No standard verification. Show
if, you know, if this person actually went to that school. And it happens a whole lot.
You know, we are coming back to the first point. The system is not working properly. So you need to check personalities to allow your business grow.
Yes.
So that is one thing. But because we have the base of knowledge and we have the best of approach, and we have interior IT system, including the training facility for red team or for blue team. You know, we have the servers, we have deployed some facility. We can train. We can train. Yeah. So, and that is how I'm building the team here.
Yeah.
And that is about interior side. Let us talk on business side. Yeah, business, you know, side, the customers and so on, so on. The problem of Nigerian cyber system is the following.
Is the what?
Is the following. You know, I'm coming.
Yeah.
So the problem is this. Everybody is talking about Yahoo boys or Skuma boys from Nigeria. Yeah. Even in my estate where I'm staying, honestness are already occupied. You know, me, I'm doing cybersecurity. Yahoo boys, just my neighbors. You can play with them basketball. You know, even they will come to you let's drink, you know.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, of course, they are not doing their business in estate or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Mostly, all these Skuma boys, Yahoo boys, they're attacking not Nigerian system.
No.
They're going overseas.
They're
going overseas. Mm-hmm. Why they are not attacking Nigerian system? Because here we can track them. Here, with all these facilities which deployed by government, we can try to track and we will track. That is one thing.
Mm.
Because there is not, my opinion, the pressure for Nigerian let me talk separately. You know, let us do talk about financial sector.
Okay.
You know, 2 weeks ago, Axis Bank was hacked.
Yeah.
4 weeks ago, the investment company was hacked.
They hack them all the time.
It's
just so vague.
Still is not that level of hacking which is going all over the world. It's not that level yet. And the other leg, Nigerian system is still robust because the level of technology which they are using on verification is okay. It's still okay itself, you know. My opinion, you know, Nigeria gone fine, fintech or banking, you know, even UK have sent the delegation to Nigeria to check how they did a Flutterwave and how they're using technologies in Remita. Nigeria have been in fintech 20 years now. You are in business. You don't know how to manufacture, you know, the lighter, but you know how to move money. All this Nigeria, they like cash, they carry cash. You know, even kids in the secondary school carry your 1,000 naira, and so is all this discussion. Mm-hmm. So you have in business for a long. But what I'm trying to mention, you know, here, to have the big level of hacking attack, you need to have some hackers interested on you. If these hackers is from your country, let's say, and they want to attack interior system, you need to write the code. You need to program the malicious software or whatever. You need to have the level of acknowledgement. Here, you know, they are ordering the code in India or in Ukraine, you know. That guys is bringing that code. So all these things going, of course, you know, that somebody was hacked, and what happened, whatever happened. But the problem is this. Here, if you want to capture something from the company or from the bank as fraud, you need somebody interiorly. You need somebody interiorly, you know. And it's very easy to engage. I'm telling you how. You are, let's say you are working in the bank as engineer or junior staff or whatever. Your salary is 200,000 naira. I'm coming to you with 1 million.
Yeah.
Which is $2,000, even less. Yeah, it's not a huge money. Yeah. It's
not
just
even up to that.
Yes, I'm coming to you with the million. And this million for you is very attractive because your salary is just 200 and you don't know what will happen the next 2 months.
Continue watching full episode on JaBless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel, like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.
My name is JaBless.